Hey guys, it's Eric Appagina. Got another review for you. This time, it is God of War Ragnarok. I played this on the PS5, so I can't tell you what the PS4 experience would be, especially the PS4 experience on a PS5. I don't know how much it would differ from just playing the PS5 version, other than for always much difference other than the resolution, because I think the PS4 version has 60 FPS support, or at least close to it, on PS4 Pro or PS5, especially. But yeah, you won't get that sweet 4K 20 hertz options or ray tracing. But it is obviously the continuation of the 2018 God of War game, which takes place in Norse regions. And Loki is older now. Now he's a teenager, and you basically start at a slightly different setup than the stinger of an ending that the first God of War game had. But you're basically going on another venture to rather trying to reign. Kratos' goal is to reign Loki in, and Loki just wants to learn more about the giants and get answers as to why he was named Loki, or whether or not this prophecy is true because of things that happened at the end of the first game. Anyways, I've been calling him Loki here, but his name's Atreus. Because that's the name Kratos wouldn't give him. But apparently his name was originally supposed to be Loki. But, minor spoilers, but the game kind of alludes to it from the first game pretty quickly anyway, so. More to the point, like, basically, it's more Kratos trying to be a good dad, but mostly being a bad dad, but the plot is whatever it is, but it's still well done, well told, and it puts to a close this Norse storyline, or at least for now. They might revisit it later, but I don't think they will. Kratos is probably going to be doing other things. But, anyways, it plays mostly like the 2018 game, but around the halfway point, probably even a little bit before that, probably after 4 hours of gameplay and cutscenes, you're actually given control of Loki, and he plays. He controls in the same way as Kratos, but he plays very differently, whereas Kratos is all about the slow, brutal attacks and movements. Atreus is all about the agility and stunning his enemies so he can do visceral attacks, or whatever this game calls them in this. Because when an enemy's stunned, they can be then hit the R3, and then they'll do massive damage to them through a series of attacks. But that just makes Loki more efficient, in my opinion, because he can just arrow stun an enemy, and then by using sonic arrows, which do massive stun damage, and then he can just R3 them to oblivion. But even after that, his like onslaught of quick attacks just overwhelm an enemy through DPS alone. But, and it'll be interesting to see if they make a spin-off game with just Loki / Atreus. Because, I'd like to see more of that kind of gameplay. But, there's also, like, grapple points, so the game plays a bit more like a Sekiro in some ways. And the environments are definitely more open, even though there's still fairly rigid. There's much more room to move around and breathe in and several areas, and while I did experience a few bugs involving having to reload my save files in order for things, certain things to spawn, I'm pretty sure those are going to get taken care of, like, rather quickly. In fact, they might have already been by this point, because it's been several weeks since I completed the game, so who knows where it's at, version-wise. But, don't want to say much more without spoiling the plot, so I'm just going to pretty much just give my score right now. Absolutely fantastic, wonderful music score. While the writing for the story is, you know, probably what you mostly would expect. If it's not your kind of game, then don't force yourself to play. But if you're looking for a fun Metroidvania that's in 3D space, that isn't quite Dark Souls, because you might not have the aptitude for those kind of games, you're burned out on it, it's still a fun third-person action-adventure game. Not as many good set pieces as the first game, but I think the quality of everything else trumps that anyway, so I'm going to give this game a 9 out of 10. And that's all I really got for you guys this week. See you guys later. Bye-bye. And also, since I probably won't be doing another review, actually, that's a lie, I will, but I gotta keep it a secret for next week, or whatever. So until then, see you guys later. Bye.